Shalom Boker Tov. Honestly, this morning we were talking, the human being, which we call a kav is Adam. Kav is Adam. It says the kav, if you want to know about what this kav is all about, I am going to create a concept called Adam. What is this Adam? It has two really major things about this Adam. It's what he has to do and what he has to think. Either he thinks or he does. There's two things. There's not much to do for a human being. It's what to do and what to think. How to do, how to think. It's all about thinking and doing. Nothing else. For what I want to do, I require to talk, I require to move, I require to etc., 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 etc. Now, to understand this kav is extremely important. Why? Because originally was tzimtzum. The tzimtzum is when the light of Ein Sof withdrew and created a halal, an empty. It's very important for you to imagine right now. It's an emptiness. But however, nothing is empty. What it is in here is called Ke'ilim Shel Igulim. Igul. What is Igul? Igul is a concept that doesn't have no masach. Doesn't require masach. And Igul is that vessel that its light is or Ein Sof. It's really from Ein Sof. So that means wherever there is a space, what it is in it, full of Igul. No matter what, you create a space, you cannot create even vacuum. Even if you take all the air out, still what is in there, in that halal, there is Igul. Now, what is Igul? What is this concept? The concept Igul is that it doesn't have no masach. Which means, since it doesn't have no masach, it cannot cause or chozer. Cannot cause or chozer. And that is important. Because there is no masach. Shalom Boker Tov. So therefore, each igul, and how many igulim there are? There are eser igulim saturated in everything. Each igul is din. Now, you have to ask me, what is din? Because if you don't, we don't understand this along with what the Torah says, yes, truly it becomes only science. And we call this Tamei Torah. I heard the discussion, so let's clarify it. There is a concept called Tamei Torah, and that's the science of the Torah. That Tamei Torah is supposed to be taught to 70 nations. That's called Tamei Torah. Still, there is nothing out of Torah. There is a concept called the Pnimiut and Sitrei Torah. That we are not allowed to teach to one that does not have brit.
Even to us, should we study Sitrei
Torah? The one that doesn't have brit. Now you have to ask me, what is brit? Is brit is the covenant that you do in three levels. Brit Machshava, brit Lashon u'brit da'at. That's brit. If you have these three brit, you are privied to have the pardes. That belongs to you. You are supposed to go through the pardes. It's given to you. But one has to acquire the worthiness of entering into it and coming out of it. The purpose is not to go stay in there. The purpose is there to get the fruits and come out and continue and flourish the paradise. Now, what is the problem here? The problem is that they are dinim in this world. What is din? When I say there is din,
judgment.
What is judgment? What do you mean judgment?
It means there is consequences for something.
If you utilize it, if you receive it, that's the din. Still, we don't know. But we know din, all the igulim carrying dinim. Because they come from Ein Sof, they have rules. Din means they have rules. They have conditions. They have a whole lot of rules, each of its own, to perfection. That's the dinim.
So when we enter them, we need to know, we should be aware what are we entering.
Exactly.
But if the dinim has to be the point in the middle of the circle.
But the din is whenever you get to the state, what those dinim are able to do. Why you call him it as rules? If you go by the rule and you receive it, the din becomes rapé. That means it becomes refuah for you. But listen right now, don't go anywhere else. It becomes rapé. That means refuah. That's a din, but we call it din rapé. It's a din, but it begins refuah. But one becomes din caché. It's when you don't go through the rules and you utilize it. That possibility of you utilizing it is given to you. That's the choice. The choice is that Adam, the Kav, has to make, that consists of his Rosh, Toch, Sof. That's his, then is this Adam divided, as we studied, and we're going to read it now. Pinim, Chitzon. There is interior, there is exterior of this Adam. We said there is a light, divided into two parts, or makif, or pinim. Kli is divided, therefore, into kli of makif, kli of panim. We said that only igul connects and receives through the kav. Only through, I am the only one that can reveal the rules of Hashem here. Here you got it. I am the one. I am the Kav. And therefore, I can, the rule. What are the rules? The dinim. What are the dinims? Arigulim. Offensive. Every time I reveal the truth. By the rule. When I say the truth, that means I have gone by the rule. What it is to go by the rule is the Kav. The Kav is Adam. Adam has Pinim, has Chitzon, that means has Or Pinimi, Or Makif, and has a Kli that separates between. Now I want you to follow. This is the Kav. What is the Kli? Look at the cup and tell me what part of this is the kli. The exterior is the kli, but the exterior is not holding the inside.
It will hold the content.
Now, so this is a klipa. The klipa, if it's not there, follow. There is no pinimut. Now, where is the shefa? Where is the halal here? Where is the aviut? Inside. It's not the klipa.
The halal is the part that is not.
Whatever it is that can get fulfilled. This is klipa. First, let's understand. This what makes the cup in this regard is made porcelain, styrofoam, whatever. They are different. They are klipa, really. The shefa is only what it is inside, in the halal. And the halal is the igul. So what is this interior part of this cup, exterior part of this cup, and in between? Boker Tov. And in between. So there is three parts to it. There is the halal inside, that the shefa can go only into the halal. Is the shefa can go into this cup? Into this wall? No. The receiver is the halal. However, this... So, if I have this, why do I need this? If I have the interior, why do I need the exterior? The exterior, the wall, is built in such a way to able to hold. To hold. It pushes. The outside is pushing, holding what is inside. You gotta see the what we mean by kli. Kli is not, oh, here it is, I have a kli. Yes, but I understand what it is all about. So the outside is pushing until the layer, the final layer here.
So the pushing is the dinim?
No, the halal is dinim. This is klipa. What is this klipa? It has a view. Whatever it's the most inner part, bichina dalet, is called a view. Bichina dalet is where the shefa goes. The shefa doesn't go to the wall. And what are the walls? There is bichinat aleph, bichinat bet, bichinat gimel. Those are the klipot that holding the last layer that is the shefa inside. Look at Gerdu is
walnut.
How many layers you got? You got the green, you got the brown, you got the skin, inside is the fruit, the walnut. Now, what's the difference between Bechinat Aleph, Bechinat Bet, Bechinat Gimel, Bechinat Dalet? Dalet is where only gets the Shefa. Nobody else gets the Shefa. So what is Bechinat Aleph, Bet, Gimel? They are only the ones that Mashpia. That means they force the Bechinat Dalet to reveal. If this push was not here to make and design a cup like this, there would not have been a halal to be able to receive. Now, this I have to understand with you in perfection. The halal inside there, the halal, is the igul, is where it receives the shefa.
Yeah, but it doesn't pass through the thickness.
It doesn't go through, it goes from the above to below. And when you see, you pour the water goes below, and then again, a star rising goes for
right.
Sake of above.
In the case of the four bechinot, it passes through the bechinot to get to the
so, here is this four bechinot, which is the wall of this cup, have decided where to open.
No.
Here's the cup.
I see his point.
And see the answer. Here it is. They give the opening. If they don't open, when you have a cup in the restaurant, you sit down and they come to serve you coffee again, what do? You put your hand right on top of your cup. What that means? No more opening. Now there is opening. Who did this? The Adam. So I use klipot, but still I am made the same way. I am the skin, four layers. The skin, the muscles, and the bone. And the most important is the shefa inside the bone. Bone marrow. Exactly the same. The cup is again made three bechinot, the outside, the middle, and the gimel. Talet is already where it receives the shefa. Who opens the kli? Who makes this? Adam.
Okay. How did you get to this from the beginning of the...
Because every opportunity that there is, follow, beautiful question. Everywhere there is a halal, that means there is a chisaron. What did you do? You created something that has chisaron. It's only, it is what it is when it is fulfilled. Otherwise, it's useless. So, when we say Shekhinah, Shekhinah is saturated and everything exists. That's the Kelim. Fence off. Yes, the light withdraw, but that doesn't mean the place is lawless. Just about the opposite. Now there is tremendous amount of law because there is chisaron. Point of the middle is the Bichna Dalet. Where is the Bichna Dalet of this cup? Where is the point middle of this cup? Right at the bottom. And that's why the water goes straight for the bottom. But what Bichna Dalet does? Does it let it go? What does it do? It sends it, shoot it up. Otherwise, how does the cup get filled? If Bichna Dalet has a hole and doesn't hold on to it, it will. This cup never is. This cup gets full.
And there's a leak. Yeah. If there is
so the only way that this cup is going to be a cup of coffee is to return the cup, the coffee, and fill it up. Now it's a cup of coffee. I am not yet to the Ruach. We're going to get there. Okay? Now, this vessel, this Kilipa, that created the Chisaron, so Adam created it in order to have a possibility of receiving Shefa. Yeah. I use it. When I don't have use for it, what I do? Throw it away. It's simple. Now, follow. What is inside here? Shefa. The ore. How did it get it? Through a kav. You see, when it comes, it's through a kav. It's impossible to receive otherwise. But gave the man the possibility to do otherwise. To do otherwise. If this is made for hot or for cold, not for hot, and I put hot water in it, the rule says it's going to break. That's because what is inside, there is rule. Shalom Boker Tov. We are here. We understood? That's why we have to understand there is no way igul. Yes, there is way for Adam to decide to take the dinim without obeying the rule. That means to fulfill myself. To fulfill myself. In any shape or form, to take a breath. I'm fulfilling myself. So I am a factory of what? Receive dinim. I am the one. I am the factory to receive dinim. I am the factory to request through the dinim that I receive, rachamim. I am the one as Israel. I have to pull the rachamim because I do receive the dinim. I am the reveal the dinim of Hashem. I establish his dinim. What is that? That's the Tasulu Mikdash. Veshochanti betocham. Yes, that's the correct revealing. That's going by the rule. It has to be, there is a rule to it. Don't think there is no mikraot. Yes, there is mikraot. Yes, or there is or there isn't. I said, there is a difference. There is a difference between a rasha and a tzaddik. What's the difference between rasha and a tzaddik? Very major point. No, the rasha doesn't see nisim. The tzaddik sees everything in his life, ness. He sees the ness. But the rasha doesn't have an eye to see it. It's as simple as that. Now, when you receive through the kav, you connect to kav, it's all this time continuousness. But if you become a rasha, that means you are not going by the rule. It's... Now, since... After withdraw this igulim, really saturated the whole halal. No matter where you find the chisaron, you find din. That means you find igul. And this igul, as per rule, has to get satiated, the shefa, through the kav. And who is the kav? Adam. Adam is aluf, aleph is aluf, dam. Adam that is aloof, has become aloof. And that's Adam. And divided in a partsuf of Rosh, Toch, Sof. Pinim, inside, Chitzon. Now, here we come, Pinim, Chitzon. What is Or Makif? Where is Or Makif in this cup? I took the cup and I want to go to the end of this example. Where is the Makif of this cup? Who can give me explanation of the vessel of the makiv? We know that the vessel of pinim, of what is interior, is three klipot, or three bechinot, three aspects that they are only lahashpia. They don't have nothing to do to lekabel. They don't lekabel nothing. But the cup, the... Now, let's make one clarification. Bichinat Aleph Mashpia Lebichinat Bet. Bichinat Bet Mashpia Lebichinat Gimel. Bichinat Gimel Mashpia Lebichinat Dalet. Dalet Mekabel. Do we see Bichinat Aleph Bet Gimel? Why not? What is Bichinat Aleph? Bet Gimel. Give me an example. Yes, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but what that means? Give me in a profession, your profession, Bichinat Aleph Bet Gimel.
The thought and the planning.
The thought, machshava, understanding, and then planning. Going to an architect, telling him, getting, contracting, and finally building. Okay? That's it. Now, the first and the second and third is only lashpia. You are to tell to the architect your thought. So you are mashpia, the architect. Architect takes your thought, and then mashpia on the papers and on the forms and gives forms. But they are not to receive. Only when they can receive. If the Bichna Dalet sends back Or Chozer. Or Chozer only reveals the Bichinat Aleph and Bet and Gimel. If there is no Or Chozer, Bichinat Aleph, Bet, Gimel do not get revealed.
I thought you were going to say
No, that's another angle. Stay with me, stay with this cup, stay simple, because if we don't understand this, we don't understand what I am, what it is I am doing, I have to know what this Kli really means when we say Kli. Kli, when I say I want, is not a Kli. Because I say I want, but nobody is not even paying attention to me. But supposed to be that whenever you have a vessel, the light is already there before you have the vessel. If you have the vessel, the light is already there. So that's the vessel. I want to learn what is this vessel all about. Because if I don't really understand this vessel, I would not understand what is Makif. Or what is your Makif? How many aspects of Makif you have? How many Makifim you have? How far your Makif goes? What is your real Makif? Now, this, the one that is 80 centimeters to you, is it your Makif? Yes, it is your Makif. But it's part of what? The Gimel Bechinot. Aleph Bet Gimel. Where the real Makif is, when there is Or Makif. When there is Or Makif. Only if there is no... Zero, what's the word? What's the Bichna Dalet? Has the most of youth. What's Or Makiv has? Zero of youth. Now, what of youth means? Okay, what that means? Power of Hamshachat Or. To pull the light. That's Aviyut. To pull the light. To pull the light. It's now what it means to pull the light. That means I want the Kav to fulfill the Igul. There gotta be a Kav. Now, what is the light that goes to the Igul? What's the name of the light that goes inside, called Pinimi? Or, no, give it to me complete. Or Nefesh. I want you to know the language, because this is a language. What is inside Or Nefesh? Only. I don't understand. This is foreign language for me right now. Now, this is Nefesh. We said this Nefesh gets through Kav, it's light, it's Shefa. Now, what kind of a light is in the Kav? Ruach. How many Sefirot Ruach has? How many Sefirot Nefesh has? Exactly 10 and 10. Now, Yud and Yud. If these two do not work together, nothing is by the law. Every ghoul got to receive through Kav. Any other way, it's called Ketze. Burnout. Because Adam decides when to go, when not to go, and what happened to it. What was the purpose? What's the purpose of making all these things? Only one thing I never forget is from the beginning to the end. Tasuli mishkan veshochanti betochan. The whole purpose is that this rulership, this kingship, this awesomeness, its rule, to be established down here. Who says so? He says so. What am I? I am as nothing as much as I am important. Because I am the only one that can do it. I am the only one that can do it. It's very simple.
Question is, what is Shachanti Betochem? And what is to reveal? Because this is...
Beautiful.
This is the way we started all that.
Right. Yep. That's why there is Baruch Hashem. There is the nation of Israel, and there is Torah. That's why God decided here that these two Jews are going to sit down one day. He says, okay, we understand the beautiful what he wants to do. Yes, we got the message. But how are we going to do it? He says, okay, don't worry. I'm going to prepare you for Torah. I'm going to give you the Torah. I'm going to bring you out of Egypt. I'm going to give you the Torah. And you're going to start the process and you're going to learn it. And you know what? I am going to, everywhere you go to the deepest of the deepest, I'm going to come with you. And you know what? We're going to do it. As long as you stick with me, we're going to do it. And trust me on one thing. There's a difference between, you want to check yourself, whether you are still a rashut or reshut of in you. There is chametz in you. You want to check yourself? Very simple. See if you see ness in your life. If you don't see enough ness in your life, there is a still rashaut in you, chametz in a human being.
That ability is appreciation. It's the same like appreciation.
That's right. If you you see that, my God, there is hashkacha prati. If you see it, I say, wow. And allows you to work, allows you to walk, allows you to breathe, allows you to decide, allows you to make difference, allows you to be what you want to be and to do and to think. You see it. You see the ness.
So the Adam is the
Shechiut. Exactly. He's the Kav. Without the Kav, there is no establishment. There's no argument. Unfortunately, you know, money blinds you, always. Fame blinds you. There is a gava. The gava is something very sneaky. Gava is so sneaky. As soon as you taste success, as soon as you see, wow, as soon as you said wow, the Satan is already on it. I want to just scare you a little bit. When you say potach yadecha, whoever in all the Sefaradim Sidu, it says Potach et yadecha, pe alef yud, and we combine it with Samech alef lamed. And chet taf kaf. Why? Why we do chatach? It's like chatach. It's a tichtoch. Cut me a cake. It's Potach, I'm here, it is, I'm. Give me a cut. Now, why do I say Samech alef lamed? Samech alef lamed is really 91. It's a zivug. And it's not when we give, what kind of a zivug? It's 91. Hovaya with Adne, right? Hovaya starts with Yud. Adne finishes with Yud. It's Yud, Yud. So it says, Poteach et Yudecha, not Yadecha. That means take this Yud and bring it in to this Yud. From one Igul, Eser Sefirot, this is Yud. Eser Sefirot, this is Yud, complete. Now, how many letters you got in between? Huh? Six. Six letters left. That's the Vav. That's the Peticha. That is how you say what the Peticha should be. That, the Kiva. Why? Because through a Peticha called Petach Chatat Robes, that when there is a peticha, there is always possibility of chatat, chet. Always. Kol petach. That's why it says kol petach terem l'Adonai. You, any beginning, start with name of Hashem. Because if you don't start with the name of Hashem, every peticha, kol petach, chatat, robetz, is going to, poop, come into it. Don't doubt it. That's why you put the mezuzah. So, Samech Aleph Lamed, Chas v'Shalom if you add Mem to it. V'Mem is the Shem Mavet. What is going to become, and I don't want you to say it. What is Mem when you say Ani Rotzeh? So you say this name, which is the 72 name, in order to cut his hand out of what Shefa you are bringing from youth to youth. Now, I went very fast, but we can in a second, because we are the Kav, In a second, we can lavir from something that can be kadosh to Satan. Because Samech Mem is the Shem HaSatan. Samech Mem, Alev Lamed. Samech Alev Lamed, it's only if connects to Mem. That's the secret of Pinchas. Pinchas Ra'a et Mem, Mavet, is in the Machane because of what Cosby and Zemri did. So he took his Remach. What is his Remach? 248 Avarim, he became Adam. And what? Killed the Magafa. He killed the source. He stopped the Mavet. Remach Zekamovav. Right. And he captured the what? The Mem. And that's why between Mem and Taf is the Vav. If you got the Vav, you can stop it. The Vav is the one between Yud and Yud. The Vav is the Kav. The Vav is the Adam. Boy, today, Baruch Hashem, I summarized it for you from the beginning. Baruch Hashem. Ze Shabbat HaGadol. Ze Ase. Yifsata. Se. What is he says? Bring Se 2 weeks. It's good to hear it. It's the whole work of Shabbat. This Shabbat, how important it is. Se is Shin Hei. Shabbat HaGadol. Shabbat HaGadol. That's the time that you can get rid of all the machshavot zarot. All you can cleanse all this. That's the science of the Torah. But that's the science of Remzei Torah. It's a remez. Gives you a say, a remez. It's the time that you can make a teshuvah ba'ahava. You can cleanse a whole lot of things from your thought.
In this Shabbat.
Prepare yourself for Yetziat Mitzrayim. You don't want to take the Mitzrayim out with yourself too. He says, Ani otzati otcha. I brought you out. But for God's sake, bring Mitzrayim out of yourself. That's your pinimiyut. That's the chometz in you. That's the gava. That's the gava. And gava is sneaky. You look at yourself and you find out you're good at something. And you that second, you lost it. That second, you said, oh, hey, I'm good. You lost it. You got the
but
one that you are not supposed to get in there into.
How can you appreciate what you have without being pride? Because you need to appreciate what you have.
That's why you need to control your thoughts.
No, I'm just saying something one with him. You converted.
How? What do you mean?
You say, you Hashem. You say, hey, I have a partner. What did I say? What did we mention on Tuesday? That look, make Hashem your partner. But 50-50, honest. So when you make decisions, how about consulting your partner? Yes? Now. Now, any question? Forget it. Don't get so. You see, you know what's the problem?
Sati,
leave it alone. Sometimes, you see, that's our problem. Instead of to become active, we are reactive. Yes, I say Sitre Torah. Do I know what Sitre Torah is?
No, but I don't.
But I know what Pardes is.
If I have the breed,
yeah.
Can I do Sitre Torah?
Now, if you really go by and obey the breed and you do it, and that's a business between you and your God. Yeah. Eloicha. Oleicha emet. I promise you, it takes you to Pardes and you will see. And what is Sitre Torah? When it gives you the possibility to understand Toch mitoch davar. It's the most important thing in the world. There's no blessing higher than that. That A teacher teaches you something. But mitoch, mitoch, it's a word, toch. After davar, you understand something new. Teacher didn't give it to you. You got it. That, what do you think it is? Sitrei Torah. Don't mix Kabbalah Ma'asit with Sitrei Torah.
Isn't it the same?
Oh no, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Kabbalah Ma'asit is forbidden for Israel.
This is what I...
No, that's something else. Then when you start playing with names and start playing with Kekelim, that it's... you're not supposed.
This is what they call Sitrei Torah.
No, that's not true. That's not Sitrei Torah at all. I'll tell you what. The Christians know this Kabbalah Ma'asit. They are more, they know, and there is books on Kabbalah Ma'asit, and it's privy to many languages. All the voodoo is Kabbalah Ma'asit. All the voodoo. That's not Sitrei Torah. Shem Yazor. Sitrei Torah is Kedusha Shel Kedusha. There is no Kelipa in it. It's so emet. It's pure ore. That's the Makif. Mirachok, but it is Makif. Don't make that big mistake. And unfortunately, many like you making this mistake. Sitrei Kedusha is thoughts beyond Kelipa. It's Elhut. Yeah, but do you think that if a person that is using that energy, Sitrei Torah in Kabbalah Ma'asit, he will burn himself in second? He won't be able to. Kohen Gadol was not able to handle it if he would go split of a second wrong way.
So you're saying we studied Ta'amei Torah.
Exactly.
And from this Ta'amei Torah, it's really... You know,
it's your privilege of the way you study and the Amikut. No, it's between you and Hashem. It's a malach. Your malach will teach you. You have your malach. If a grass has a malach, you have a malach. And you will see that you will study, and there will be a time, Bezrat Hashem, that you will know. You study the thing that you do not understand in order to go to sleep and get up in the morning and come with the information. And you do. Why? Because the malach had the possibility to sit down with you, show you, teach you everything, and send you back, and you're going to reveal it. The davar toch mi davar. You study something, I got something, but that's why every year you read Torah, there is another level. There is no boring time in Torah. There's no boring time in Torah. If it is boring, it's because the Adam makes it boring, but the Torah is not boring. There's no end to it. So, it's very important, and I'm glad this got clarified, at least here. When we talk about Sitrei Torah, it's not to do Kabbalah Ma'asit, Chas v'shalom. Hocus pocus. No. And with Kabbalah Ma'asit, you can do Hocus pocus. You can create golem. But is there any Torah that is allowed you to create golem? But you can create golem. Not because the guy knows Sitrei Torah. No, he knows Kabbalah Ma'asit. And the whole 70 nations know Kabbalah Ma'asit.
But wasn't the spring the Red Sea Kabbalah Ma'asit?
Huh?
Splitting the Red Sea.
Absolutely not. That's Nes. It's in the Nisan. It's a Nes. And that's why it's Nes. Now he says, why? He says, what the Jews saw in the opening of the Yam Suf, nobody else, even Yechezkel afterwards, saw it. Now what it means... What they saw, it's very simple. These guys, they became tzaddik. What I told you at the beginning, I said the difference between tzaddik and rasha is the tzaddik sees it as an S, and rasha sees it as a nature. Nature worked it out. Says, oh, no problem. You understand it as nature, this guy sees it. How he sees it? With his eyes? Did he see it opening that he says he sees it? No. He's a tzaddik. His eyes can see from the beginning to the end of the world. He's a tzaddik. It's different. There's no more this kilipot. There's no more war. That's why Einstein said it's foolish. You go through the wall. You create it. You are the same with the wall. You are the creator of the wall. You cannot go through it. You can. So what stops me? Two very important things. I said at the beginning of the shiur that there's two things for this kav to do. To think and to do. Either doing, either thinking. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. That's it. Sof and the beginning. The beginning is machshava. Sof is ma'aseh. Telling me. Two things. Not three. Four. Don't make it complicated. It's simple. No. You don't need, if you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, what do you need Kabbalah Masid? You are Ratzon of Hashem. What, you want to get better than that? Or you can do better than Hashem? What extension? You do his Ratzon, you are his extension. What do you want to put your 2 cents into it? Then, no, what, poor Chabad. What that means, that it, what is you have to do in order to receive. That's not Kabbalah Masid. That's a yes, to lekabel what it is for you to do. Kabbalah Masid is to do ochus pokus. Witchcraft. Avodah Zarah. You're not supposed to do Avodah Zarah. That's the whole point. You're not so. And Kabbalah Ma'asid is Avodah Zarah. Very simple.
When the car goes through to the ego and proper, and as we talked about it, like 363
degrees of this car illuminating, and then it makes a whole. What do you reveal right there? You reveal the Orpinimi and the Makif. No, and follow it. It's very important. The revelation is not only the Pinimi. Revelation gotta be in Makif too. Otherwise it's not complete. When there is a Kav and connects to Igul, what is on this side of the Kav? What is the end of this side of the Kav? Bravo. What is this Igul? The most purest, the Shoresh. That means you reveal the Shoresh. If you reveal here, that's why this is hay. This side is hay. What is in between is the Kav.
So it seems that if you don't do it, the Lahashbi and the Kabbal, the Igul gets somewhat illuminated, but in a different way. Can you elaborate on
that? Say that again. Uh-huh. That means not as per rule.
Right.
Not as per dinim. Right? What happens? We said ketze. Ketze means what? There is a spark of a light and then evaporates.
No, but I think what he means, there is igul shel dushav, there is igul shel tum'ah. So basically you go to a different igul.
As soon as evaporates, what it means evaporate? Can igul evaporate? Goes into the domain of darkness.
Yeah, different igul.
It is ma'avir. It goes to the other side. That's why he created Laila. It goes to the other side.
So you change the essence of the Igul?
Exactly. You don't change the essence of the Igul. You put the Igul into a container called a black hole. See, that is the black hole. It just sucks in the energy. That's black hole.
But that Igul is connected to...
And so it's... Could.
So it's
as large as atom is.
Yes.
Of course. Zele umat ze bara otam. He created this. Now, we said there are 2 things to do. Thinking, doing. Doing with your heart, thinking with your head. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. There are 2 problems in here. One called hirur lev. One called Hirur Moach. Now, what is Hirur? What What is Hirhur? Now, as long as there is Hirhur, that means there is no revelation or Makif, there is no revelation or Pinimi.
It's potential, he always potential.
Your head is your Makif, your Lev is your Pinim.
That's why when you said that it has to be.
So you have to connect your head to your Machshava, to your doing. Don't do without thinking. Not reacting. Acting. Not reacting. Acting. There is two different things. What is reacting when there is ketze? That's ketze. Acting, that's the derech kav. I have to finalize this because then we are going to a new understanding. So that's, and again, aspect of the ruach, it's a vessel of not to receive, absolutely, not to receive. Has three levels. The bichinat aleph of not to receive is the purest. Ben, bet has a little bit of yud. Gimel has more of yud. Dalet is the final of yud. That's the inside already. Now, kav is absolutely no ratzon lekabel, no aviut. Only to receive for sake of bringing it to Malchut. A Malchut is, has a masach. Who puts the masach? Adam. Because nefesh doesn't have no masach. Why? Because it is a igul. Igul doesn't have no masach. So don't expect this animal to be able to say no. Don't expect the animal to be a good or bad animal. Animal is an animal the way animal is to behave. So who puts masach on the animal? Adam. Yes, it takes a long time till I become Adam. First, I am really as a baby, I'm not an Adam. I am an animal worse than an animal. Can't even take care of himself. And slowly, slowly, slowly through process, and the process is the kav. The process is sheshed yamin. We said, how many letters between yud, yud? How many letters you had between Shabbat, Shabbat? Because Shabbat is complete, it's Yud. It's the Kav.
Mr. Melamed, I still don't understand if, you know, I think most people, especially me, make a lot of mistakes. We might try to get better, but we make a lot of mistakes. So we put all these igulim somewhere, like in a black hole.
Right.
And then the rest of our igulim are on the right side.
Right.
Here,
that's the beauty of the system. Very good. You said, I keep on passing on a lot of pleasure to us other side. And really, if you look at my files, I'm really bad. So God says, don't worry. The Torah went and warned God. Said, God, what do you want to create Adam for? You know he's going to sin. And you know you're going to judge him. And you know he's going to lose. He's going to fall. He said, okay, that's why I created the world. Prior to the creation, I already created the concept called Teshuvah. And there is twice a year. There is a Teshuvah on the Rosh Hashanah and the Teshuvah on Nisan. One is with Ahava. The process starts from 1 month before, which is Purim till 15th of Nisan. And again, Teshuvah shel Rosh Hashanah, shel Adinim. And starts the process from 1 month before, from the beginning, a little silichot to the old idiot. Twice. The first one is the Yirat Hashem. The second one is Ahavat Hashem.
What does the Teshuvah do to the...
Excuse me. How do I come to the level of to do Teshuvah with Ahava? Through the process of these last 6 months, I saw all the Nisim. I came to the level of, wow! What that means... That means I really pulled in some tzedek into myself. Tzedek into myself. And when I have tzedek into myself, I become more tzedek. If I bring more tzedek into myself, the more what the truth should be, the fairness and correctness and etc., I become privy to see the ness that happens in my life. And when I recognize the ness that is in my life, then I say, God, here, I don't want to do any more this thing, and I won't do anything. I lose. At the end, as careful as I am, I lose. So he says, okay, comes a time that you can suddenly get all that black hole into totally release the light. Overnight. Trust me on that. That's what it means. Overnight. The whole year you clean. Like you go to your computer, you totally clean out, scan everything, clean everything, is spotless. And how far it takes at the end? One button, you push delete.
So it's a force beyond us comes and pulls the...
Bravo, that's why he said, I created the Teshuvah prior to this creation. This power is not part of the creation, it's beyond the creation. Don't think this is part of the creation, because if you think it's part of the creation, what are you going to say? You say it's limited. It's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen. But this is not part of this Bereshit. It's part of coming prior to the Bereshit. That's called Rachamim Gamurim. It's no condition to it. It's no judgment in it. Sweeps it off. The only thing you have to be there, the Moshech. You have to pull it. You have to Moshech.
That's the point of Ratzon. That's the point of being. That's why it's a circle, because the energy is pulled the same direction for everything.
I am honestly, he says you have to be proud and only proud for the Torah that you have. And I am proud of this class. There is no fear to say what we say, because it doesn't leave a space of doubt in it. It covers it with what the law is, what the rule is, what the truth is, and it complies with the Torah, because it is the Torah. For you, I do recommend, if you study this Kabbalah with any other teacher, this is my honest recommendation. Usually you don't see me come and tell you, advise you to read this, to do that, da 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 da. No, it's none of my business. It's a private, your affair. But if I want to put my two cents into this, if you study anything, it has to be from the Torah. And the source of it should be absolutely verified by Chachmei Israel. It's very simple. It's very simple what it means. Those that we know, those like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ariya Kadosh, Kara, all Ramchal, those that right now we will study, Ben Ishai, that this is what we study now. This is what the rule is. Stay with this rule. You don't need to go anywhere else. You know how much you have what it is. You know what the book of Da'at and Tevuna, Sha'arei Ora, Ma'or Veshemesh. You have wells beyond your imagination. You don't need to go anywhere else. Anybody teaches you, yes, it's beautiful, but it has to comply absolutely. Every word comes out of Hayudai Ashlag is from the Torah. It gives you where to go to the Torah and see it and recognize it. Because if it is not from the Torah, it's only the science bear, unfortunately, can go into a klipa part. It can, very easily. I said it's only a letter of mem. It's a letter of Mem. And by the way, Mem is made Kavvav. Is Hashem sends this Mavet. He's made. It's to test you, to see whether you have the highest connection called Samech Aleph Lamed. Do you get Mavet into it? But it's a sustenance of life. You can bring Mavet into it. As exactly Adam brought Mavet to this world by eating from the fruit. Brought Mavet. Brought Mem into Samech Aleph Lamed. That's the Avon of Etz Hadaat. And we do. But he gave us the tool. Break it. Yes. That's the kavanah that you do between Shem, Potach Yadecha, Vechatach.
And the Mem?
It comes from the Mavet. Now, every time there is a Peticha, because you said Potach Yadecha, something is open. The Mem comes. Because what is Mem? What do you put Mem in front of a verb? What happens? Mem, when it comes, it makes it active. It makes it active. It makes it poel. Poel or maf'ul. We say maf'ul. From fe'el, it makes it maf'ul. It's muf'al. It becomes muf'al. Poel becomes muf'al. That's the power of Mem. So here it says, potach yadecha, he immediately makes you muf'al. Muf'al for what? No, that's where the Satan can get in, because there is a peticha.
So what you should do?
You go, use the word chatach, which means you choteach et akara Satan. You get the Satan right there. You make sure the Satan should not be involved. That's the kavana when you say poteach tetecha. The kavana bezuchut of all the works that you do, that you don't allow that what you're bringing down here, the Satan to have a portion of it. That's why you do those kavanot. That's why after that is putach yadecha masbia lekol chai ratzon. That's Rachel. Rachel is the, again, now here, Rachel is the aspect of manspach. It's all the dinim. All the dinim. That's the moment that you can bring that energy and make all the dinim from din kasheh, which because manspach is din kasheh, into din rapeh, that brings refuah. That's the biggest opportunity we have. That's, and is put where? Where do you say poteach yadecha masbia lekol chai ratzon every day? And in every ashrei yoshve beitecha, every time you are supposed to say three times ashrei yoshve beitecha, three times poteach yadecha, three times you are able to receive three different lights. The light is not one, it's a chad, it's aleph, chet, dalet. That light is three parts. It's a chesed, it's din, it's rachamim. It's all given to you during the day. Just putach et yadecha. And then masbia lekol chai ratzon. It's not hocus pocus. It's just telling you how to really get things done. That's why in Ashrei Yoshve Betecha, how you say? Ashrei Yoshve Betecha Adonai, Yerucha Sela. Ashrei Am, Shekachalo. He says, what are you talking about? First of all, Shekachalo is Geometria Moshe. It's the Am that has Moshe. Now, Shekachalo, he says, what are you doing those things? What are you opening your hand for? Kacha. Why? Because I am who I am. I am a Jew. I'm supposed to get, bring rachamim, and reveal dinim. And establish, taselu mishkan, vashochanti betocham. Sheyeh lachem Shabbat shalom, sheyeh lachem Shabbat gamur, sheyeh lachem Shabbat agadol, bemet gadol.
How can we get the most benefit of
this Shabbat? Now, by the way, this Shabbat, you are going to get hey chasadim. They are hey gevurot, hey chasadim. The gevurot are the manspach. The dinim, the sofit. All the sofiot. How many sofiot do we have? Mem, mam, man, mem, nun, pe, sadik, vechav sofi, manspach. They are all the dinim. So, there are five gevurot, five chasadim. In order to get all the gevurot that I am going to suppose next year to harvest, because that's a tevuah, that's the secret of tevuah, we talked Tuesday, I need hey chasadim to make the hey gevurot rapeh. The hey, that's why, ha, gadol. Gadol means chesed. Ha is five. Five chasadim I'm going to receive for next year. That's why it's called Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Ibur. I'm getting seeds from last year, Tevuna, and bring and cultivate this year. That's all what cultivate. This is my profit. This is my yield of the year. So I want to have a better yield for next year. That's the Pesach. So, hey, I'm going to get hey chasadim this Shabbat. And it requires that you go sit down and contemplate what kind of a hirhur moach you had. Go and find the hirhur moach. That's the chometz. And hirhur lev. That's the chometz. Find all those hirhurim. And make it a teshuvah on them. And you're going to receive plenty chasadim. Every teshuvah you make, again, you are tapping where? That's the time. That's why it says Shabbat HaGadol. That means you went 50 gates. That's 50 Shabbatot. These last two Shabbatot are the most important Shabbatot the whole year. You have 14 days to do the total cleansing. Like Pesach. All the kli. What is the kli? The kli that can provide for me, yield for me the best. That's what you do in Pesach. Shabbat Shalom.